When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Stow.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stow.
And that guy, of course, is Stuart McMillan. Good morning, Stu.
Hello, Scott. Jay Gow, how are you doing?
I'm good. I was sorry to hear about your grandmother passing.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Funerals are tough because you're emotionally just drained. You get home and you're just zonked. Your brain hurts from trying to pull all these memories together. So it's something that people just don't talk about a whole lot. Funerals, people dying. It's just not, doesn't really come
up. Well, it's not
doesn't
a
come
whole
up
lot
a
of fun to talk about. But, I mean, most of the funerals I've been to, it's been a celebration of life.
Yeah, celebration of life.
Remembering the great things about the person and all the times you had with that person. So I totally understand what you're saying, though. It will wipe you out. That's very emotional. I mean,
it's full day of memories. And you're seeing pictures that you haven't seen in a long time. Or like my grandmother, Doris McMillan was her name. And she, I don't ever remember her without a white head. You know, she was always old to me, you know?
Yeah.
It's just how your perceived grandmother, like the perfect picture of a grandmother sitting there knitting or something. I mean, that was her with the spectacles and then seeing young pictures of her for just a brief glimpse. When you see a younger version of your grandmother or grandfather, even for that matter, you see a little bit of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Or your kids, you know, and it's just like, whoa. Have you ever done that where you looked at a picture of a loved one that's passed or maybe it's still alive or whatever, and it just like takes you back, and you're like, whoa, they look like me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird.
I know. In my experience, both of my grandfathers passed away a long time ago, before I was 12 years old.
Okay.
Okay, so
quite young.
But here's the thing. I remember exactly where I was when I was told that they had passed away.
Like the spot you were standing in.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
1977, my grandfather passed away, and I was told in the living room of our house, we had a wood stove and one of those box TVs that sat on the floor, and I was right there in front of both of them when I learned about this. And then the next one was early in the morning. I was getting ready to go to school, and I was pulling socks out of my drawer at about 7:15 in the morning, and my mom comes in and tells me about my other grandfather passing away. And finally, one of my grandmothers, I'll never forget this one, because I was in Los Angeles. I was watching a movie, but it was a movie that was being played at a cemetery, the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. And they would show movies on the wall. And it was a huge crowd there. And my mom called me and said that my grandmother had passed away. And we got our picnic stuff and left. But I'll never forget it because I was at a cemetery when it happened.
Wow.
And finally, my other grandmother, Jay Gow, is still around.
Oh,
at my age, that's very rare. She just turned 100 in April. So
And to still have a grandmother around at 100, what a life.
I know. I mean,
such a long life to live. And, you know, they go through stories during funerals, and there are hugs from relatives. You forget their name. Isn't that horrible? I mean, you know, you're sitting there talking to someone, and I know this is cousin something.
Right.
But I just can't remember their name. And she's like, I've got a jar of that relish you like. It's waiting for you. I'm like, all right, cool. Can't wait to get that. Dad, make sure you get that next time you visit.
Who is this, by the way?
Who is this person? I can't remember. It's bad because, you know, when you grow up and you're not around these people like you were at a younger age, you do forget names.
That's true. You move away and you don't get to see them. And
that's
normal.
Normal.
Totally normal.
Well, it makes you feel really kind of junky because you're at a funeral and you should know everybody's name at a funeral. It seems you know, I don't know if they just expect that of us or what, but the family reunion aspect is kind of cool. I got to see my cousins I haven't seen in a little while, And they play music, so we got to play a little music during the service. We, Jennifer and I, my wife and I, we sang a song.
Wow.
During the service, and played mandolin with my dad. He was playing a song.
That's a great, I'm sorry, that's a great funeral, though.
It is. No,
I mean,
it was
your
wonderful.
Grandmother lived into her 90s, right?
And yeah, she was just about almost 90, yeah.
What a great celebration, I mean.
On the little part on the funeral service, just said McMillan boys. It's like, it means all men that are named McMillan get on stage. You know?
Yeah, but that's really, actually a good name for a band.
The McMillan boys. It actually sounds pretty cool.
Sounds
actually, now that I think
it
about
sounds
it.
Like, it sounds like I might hear some fiddle and some mandolin.
And you did. You did. Yeah.
Maybe some Scottish music.
That's true. There should be more Scottish at the funeral. We didn't have any Scottish stuff at the funeral. I was really hoping for some bagpipes or something. That would be interesting in the McMillan boys. Bagpipes.
Oh, yes.
Actually, it would be kind of a cool mashup with
do you play
mandolin.
The bagpipes?
I do not. I wish. I mean, they're...
Do you wish?
I'm a windbag as it is. Well, I don't know if I need to...
But I can't imagine what your family would think if you practiced...
Oh, my God,
they're so loud.
I know, they're extremely loud. The neighbors would be calling and saying, there's dying cats next door.
I love the fact that at the funeral, you played music and your family members played music. Yeah. I mean, music is a celebration of life, so it really seems appropriate to me.
My grandmother was one of these people that knew every word to every song at church. Oh, yeah. Closed her eyes and would sing. And, you know, it was never like a pride thing, like I can close my eyes and sing. It was just her thing. And
she's spiritual.
She very. And her whole life, you know, when she would even talk to you and she had to say some really hard things, she would also close her eyes. She was the, you know, it had more impact for some reason when she was doing that. So, yeah, it was a great remembrance of Doris McMillan.
Rest in peace.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.